Welcome to MindTech's newest audio production, the official Sneldon podcast. And I'm Sneldon, the guy the podcast is named after for some reason. So I guess I'm the host of this show. Let's see here. For our first foray into this exciting new medium, the illustrious shareholders have nominated three co-workers of mine to provide background commentary and music. Oh, wait. It says MISC. Please introduce / welcome our first co-host of the podcast. The only guy in the office who knows what paper type doesn't set the printer on fire. It's Mill.
Thank you. Thanks, Sneldon. Grateful to have seen your email this morning telling me this podcast was happening, as I had sworn Rainer was telling me we were going to control the forecast industry.
Oh no, the company is still doing that. In fact, they hired a bunch of fortune tellers in the lobby downstairs. And weather reporters, just in case. This podcast is just kind of a side hustle for internet points.
Right, so while the weather reporters get the clouds, we get the clouts.
Wait, what?
I just thought it would be cool to say on the podcast.
With that all said, please give some life attention to our second complimentary host, someone who spent a considerable amount of their allocated rest time learning English just for this recording session, Jeg.
Gratitude, Master Sneldon.
I've known Jeg at this place since, Jeg, how long has it been since we started working here?
I have been an assistant gear reporter for many a moon, dear friend. Countless.
That didn't really answer my question, but moving forward...
I'm pretty sure I joined on a leap year.
Our last representative of the MindTech workforce is most certainly not the least, for it is Super Edwin.
Yeah, it was a pleasure doing business with you too.
So, Super Edwin...
Whoa, hey, don't stress about it, kid. Super is just my title. You can just call me Edwin.
Oh, well, that's what I was about to ask, actually. What's your role here?
Well, to be frankly honest, our nation's most humble president, I was just working here one day as usual, and then someone rolled around with my new name tag saying Super on it. So, whenever someone around the break room is talking about the superiors, I'm probably one of them they're referring to. Probably. I haven't really been to any meetings with the other superiors.
Well, that's certainly insightful to someone listening, I hope. Now with our hosts out of the way, I'd like to take a moment to introduce our topic of the episode. I have it written down here. What are some of the best corporate slideshow presentations you've attended and or helped create? Now, I'm sure we could name at least a dozen or so PowerPoints that have significantly impacted our life trajectories. So let's just start off with one from each of us, and we'll devolve from there.
So, we just talk about any slideshow that we saw?
Who chose this as our pilot topic?
Management. They wrote that PowerPoint podcasts are doing really well in the tech sector.
Well, I've been around. I won't even need to break any NDAs for some of these. Maybe a few NBAs, though.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I hate baseball. So it's all good. Anyways, last Thursday I managed to catch Water Cooler versus Fire Warmer, Mind Priorities. And it might be a little controversial for me to say, but I've been successfully converted to Team Warmer ever since.
Yeah. Looking over the notes, that apparently is a controversial thing to say, and we're forced to quickly switch over to Mill.
Admittedly, I haven't attended as many PowerPoints. They just never faithfully capture the spirit of the original memos.
Surely there is something.
Yeah. When was the last meeting they had you attend?
The one where they were first telling us they blew our, you know, manufacturing budget on audio equipment.
That one was a bona fide classic.
Okay, what about the one before that?
Right, well, there was this business trip the Green Department went on, and we all had to learn about the expensive upbringing of Jarkel.
Jarkel?
He was their head of marketing. At least that's what slide 4 said. All the odd-numbered slides are just blurry photos of him in the woods.
They were never able to find the remains.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, right. They also have this this awesome gif of, like, a robot. And it was,
that wasn't what... Eh, never mind. Jake, do you have a slideshow story to share?
One from the productions.
It was weird.
My team was designated to make the Q6 financial report for the janitorial board. Then something went horribly awry.
What? Did your project file get corrupted?
No. It was when adding the first slide transition. The program told me to upclick to proceed.
Upclick? Like, not left or right click?
Indeed. I must have spent several work hours searching for the upclick button on my mouse or keyboard. I did not find it.
So, how'd the presentation go then?
We scrapped the PowerPoint and opted to present the report in the form of musical prose. I was the triangle player.
Oh man, that reminds me of the time Rainer had me wrapped up in this holiday and safety seminar. I can't remember a single word from the actual event, but I just remember this one guy in the audience was absolutely killing it with his yo-yo skills. Like, he was on fire, my eyes were glued.
Did the presentation go well in the end?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't even paying attention. I didn't get to say my part. The guy really took the spotlight when he started setting the room on fire with a flaming yo-yo.
Yeah, dude, you know what was crazy? You know that intern that was here for like the last like 2 weeks?
I remember Steve-O.
They fired him because he walked in with a PowerPoint and it was just a pyramid.
Oh,
like a picture
nice.
Of a pyramid.
Oh.
Yeah, they got him after that.
They look for stuff like that in people's resumes. Ooh. Do you hear that?
And what does that mean?
It's getting louder.
We're in a soundproof recording booth. What could be making that loud a noise right now?
That sounds like Snelden, just where I expect you to be, as always. You got a sec, lad? Raider, we're in the middle of recording. Yipes! Sorry about that. Awkward. Just Photoshop me out in the final cut. I'll make this real quick. See, we're keeping a close eye on the analytics this episode. Gotta make sure everything is proper.
Okay.
And that's exactly why I'm here. Because while what you got so far is running pretty smoothly, the angel investors are of the mindset that this topic is just a little too risk-averse.
This means...
Right. Sometimes I forget there's other people in this room.
Or in general.
Yeah, because there's nothing else written in my note cards. This was just meant to be a PowerPoint discussion. Yes, and that's just the issue. Too focused. Audience attention spans are certainly ill-equipped to deal with such loaded media. Raider, have you ever actually listened to a podcast before?
Of course not, Snelden. I've got graphs to maintain at home. I don't have all the whimsy and self-control needed to enjoy such pleasures. I simply profit off those pleasures. And if there's anywhere in the world right now that's yearning for this action...
A truck driver convention?
No! Even better! The constantly relevant lands of old Germany!
Don't you mean Germany? What? No! We're talking about the present, Snelden. Not ancient history.
We don't even have a Yerman division. How are we supposed to market this podcast there?
The only way anyone markets in a foreign location. Invasion. Or, more precisely, a live show. In the heart of the fatherland. Now get your cultural caps on, gents. We're on the race against the schedule. I've got a plane to book.
You haven't booked our flights yet?
No, Mill. I haven't booked my flight yet. You boys are riding in the recording studio, of course. We didn't blow our grant on nothing. Installing those jet propulsion engines into this room was quite the pretty penny.
Auf Wiedersehen! Well, this shifts things up.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going into orbit!
I tell my wife I love her.
We're reaching impractical levels of velocity. Oh, wait. No, we're actually headed towards that empty field.
Saved by my face.
Is everyone alright?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm surprised the recording equipment is still intact.
Thank the Lord. I do not do well with survivorship bias.
Are we in old Yerbany now?
I believe so.
Then what are we supposed to discuss? Rainer told us the PowerPoint thing didn't work out, so what now?
Well, we're supposed to connect with the local audience here, right?
But we don't know anything about the old Yerbany culture.
Actually, I've done business here a handful of times. These people really like their food and oxygen here.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm kind of missing the PowerPoints right now. Oh, a wild Yerman guest.
Guten Tag.
Right on the head, yes.
Is this Der Bahnhof? Der Bahnhof?
I don't think I understand this guy.
Of course, the one Yerman we meet, and he doesn't speak English.
Ich brauche die Stadt gehen.
What?
Die Stadt? Rick? Oh. Ist das on Mikrofon?
1000%.
Bin ich im Fernsehen? Wo ist der Arzt?
I really just don't know how to connect with this audience here. Edwin, you worked in old Germany. What, you talked to him.
This might be a bad time to tell you, but I don't actually understand what he's saying. I only work here in translation services.
What do you mean? You're literally a translator. What? How do you not understand it?
I am, but not for old German dialects. I only translate English to French, too.
French... like the sequel to French?
Yes, the old language was lost due to sheer incompetence, and they had to make a new engine for it.
I see.
It's not as good as the first France, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Perhaps we make a PowerPoint to communicate to the Europe.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We don't have computers. We don't have computers.
That's... yeah, it's a horrible idea.
I think I have the answer.
Oh, do you?
I can act as an intermediary. I will communicate in my native tongue, and we will hope that he understands.
This will be something.
I mean, it does have a high likelihood of happening. I mean, you gotta understand, Jeg's cartoon gibberish is understood by at least 98% of people in the whole world.
I guess.
I mean, knowing our luck, this will be the 2%.
1000%.
Wow.
Was machst du?
Sie schicken mich in den Nachstuden in die Minen.
Is anyone else feeling insecure about their ignorance now?
I think I see now. He's a knight. He's some sort of ancient warrior looking for an enchanted battle or something. Is that what you're talking about?
How insensitive.
I feel a little different knowing that he feels that way about me.
Er ist langweilig, aber ich werde meinen Familienstand gerne mit mir teilen.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Edwin, du musst dir einfach dieses...
Hey, that's super Edwin to you, German.
Emphasis on the super. Thank you.
I think we're finally getting to some common ground with this guy. I really think I understand him now.
Yeah, I'm still kind of treasure behind on that.
Does he have a name?
Oh, Snelden, it's been weeks. I've been searching all over the countryside for you. You have no idea.
Raider, what are you doing here so early?
You have no idea the journey I've been through. You were supposed to launch towards the Bernerstadt. Not here in some empty field with Who is this?
He is our guest.
Mm-hmm. Get this man out of here. Okay. Just business as usual.
You know, your boss kind of scares me.
I thought he was your boss, too.
It kind of helps me cope to not think of him like that.
Look, Sneldon, I've been searching for you for weeks. In the amount of time that I spent searching for you across this horrifying green countryside, I learned a little something. What would that
it's
be?
It's that the hottest new trend now is at Atlantis.
You know, the underwater city, land of the drowned, 10,000 people died, ring a bell.
Yeah.
A little newspaper boy told me it while I was searching for you guys. So obviously, that's where we need to go. You can imagine I spent quite a fortune obtaining the coordinates to Atlantis for this recording spot, but I'm sure it'll pay off in the long run. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. Ah, there we go. And I'll be back whenever you guys are done with the episode. However long these things last. Bon voyage. I guess we're going underwater.
Precisely.
I love my job.
I will never get used to that.
Yeah, every single time it takes off, it just flips you right upside down.
Oh no.
I don't know how it knows. It's like gravity is against you.
Rainer, you're fired.
You know, now that we're sinking underwater, it's kind of giving me time to reflect on this episode, and it really makes me wonder, what are we even doing? What are we producing? What is this podcast?
Well, I thought it was about traveling to distant lands, tasting all kinds of different cuisines, and doing fake email interviews.
I mean, obviously this podcast was all about PowerPoint presentations. That's why we were here, right?
No. It's about communicating with other people, understanding the cultural differences that divide us.
Oh, that's rich.
Rich Review Tech USA?
What?
You do not understand the complexities of my subjects.
Yeah, you heard me.
When will you understand? When will you get out of your metaphysical box?
Because I'm square, isn't it?
You don't understand. You are feeble-minded.
You're calling me pompous? After you proclaim that this podcast was about one nation and one nation specifically, while I was covering travel in general.
Really, they're really having a real kerfuffle back there now. Oh no, I'm supposed to be the host. It's a podcast with my name on it. Wait a minute. But it's not about me. In fact. I didn't even make this podcast. I was just kind of forced into doing it because some higher-ups told me to do it. Yeah, that's what this podcast is about. Guys!
What?
The real purpose of this podcast is to just do whatever the company tells us to do. I mean, we started off by doing a podcast about slideshows and podcasts. We did a podcast about PowerPoints, and then after that was done, we went to Old Yermity and conversed with the audience there, and now the company wants us to record at the bottom of the ocean. So that's what we're doing right now, as we speak.
Yeah.
In the bottom of the ocean. That's a great idea. Why didn't I think of that? It all makes sense to me now.
You put it that way, it does seem all so simple.
1,000,000,000%.
Well, I guess we could talk about our favorite PowerPoints about the ocean. Anyone go to any PowerPoints about the ocean? You know, about bass. Or sea, Earl. Raider, Raider, calm down.
Oh, Snelden. Oh, Snelden, it's been months.
What happened?
Snelden, it's been months. Oh, you don't understand, Snelden. No, no, none of you understand. You simply
don't understand.
I swam 52 nautical miles, Snelden. I swam 52 nautical miles to get down here. And you know what? You know what happened before that? I don't know how. I simply do not know how, but they lost the map to Atlantis. They lost the map to Atlantis in our office. Someone threw it out, or someone just took it home. They just didn't have it. They just didn't have it. I had to find Atlantis.
Rainer.
I had to find Atlantis all over again. Do you know how secretive they made this place?
It wasn't easy, Snelden. It just wasn't easy, okay?
And, you know, for the first few weeks, I just assumed, like, oh, it definitely didn't launch in Atlantis, because the Germany thing didn't work out. It must have landed somewhere in the Bermuda Octagon, or in the Pacific Rim, anywhere, but...
I'm glad that you went out of your way to rescue us.
Reason... I had to come down here all this way several months ago.
I didn't exactly get the license to record in Atlantis or Old Germany. So we're gonna have to scrap all that recording material and just go with the stuff you got in the office.
What?
I think we have enough suitable material. And either way, we'll just AI generate whatever isn't suitable, so...
Yeah, I was there too.
I know, Jeg.
Why?
So what, you're just gonna launch us out of here?
No, the jets don't work anymore. We're underwater. We're just gonna use a big crane magnet and pull you guys up out of here. It might be a little disorienting, but it'll take just 2 business days. 2! Okay, then.
I sure hope this doesn't ruin my spinal fluids like it did last time. Ugh.
I will look after your liquids.
Thank you.
Well, that seems to be a successful end to this Snelden podcast. Suited for more, office shenanigans. And hopefully doesn't involve us, you know, going to life-threatening scenarios on the regular. Because, you know, I didn't really sign up for that. I didn't really sign up. Huh. Well, that's the ending. My name's Snelden.
I'm Mel.
I am Jeg.
I am Super Edwin, signing out.
All right, I think that was a pretty successful first episode, guys. Guys? Oh. It's 5:40.